Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey everyone, welcome to Pep Talk. Sharky Zartman here. And today we have the Get Real Money expert, Patricia Davis, who will give us some amazing tips on how to play the money game to win. We also have Dr. Teresa Nicasio, a registered psychologist, nutrition educator, and the author of Yum! Plant-based recipes for a gluten-free diet. Dr. Nicasio will share how to enjoy a guilt-free and delicious life, even if you live with dietary restrictions. But first up is Patricia Davis, an author, speaker, and financial coach who, after finishing her MBA with honors from Stanford University, built a career as a Fortune 500 corporate finance executive. But her true passion is helping everyday ordinary people get real about their finances. She is the author of Mimi, Money, and Me, and Money Secrets for the Sandwich Generation. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you very much for the warm welcome.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Obviously, you're very well educated in the financial field and have worked with a lot of Fortune 500 corporations. But you have a strong passion for teaching financial literacy and doing financial coaching to underserved populations. So why is that?
Well, as you may have seen from my bio, Mimi was my mother, the person in the title of my book, Mimi, Money, and Me, a young widow with five children who insisted that at young ages we would be okay about the money game, but we'd have to learn to play it and learn to play it her way. So she insisted that we learn those rules, and we all did, and we're all the better for it. I realize that a lot of young people in particular don't have a Mimi, even older people, and didn't learn to play this game. And they can't possibly expect to win it if they don't know the rules. So my goal is to try to help as many people as I can understand the rules of the game and how to work those rules to their advantage.
Okay, so you learned these rules of the game from your mom, not from Stanford?
Well, I learned the basic rules from her.
Okay.
And those basic rules were then enhanced by my undergraduate degree from Howard in mathematics and then Stanford, and then I went on to Golden Gate University. And I have just educated myself from a formal standpoint, but the basic underlying rules came from her.
Okay, awesome. Now, I have to ask you, in fact, my husband asked me to ask you, we've seen a huge drop in the stock market in the last week, so how does this affect our financial future, especially people with 401s and 403s?
Well, all of us are a little nervous right about
that. Yeah.
You have to have been living under a rock not to see what's happened in the stock market. The word from all of those who manage money is to stay the course. To panic and to say sell and get out means that you then lock in those losses.
Right.
That means when the market starts to come back, you don't stand to gain from those from the re-rise in the market because you've pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
So that loss that you've had is gone. It's a part of you forever.
Right.
So there's no chance when Apple, for example, comes back $10, $20, $50 a share, that your shares will participate in that rise. One of the other reasons to stay the course, for those who are working and still investing and 401ks and 403bs or whatever, is that when you consider this thing we call dollar cost averaging, if you continue to contribute to those funds, you buy stocks at a cheaper price.
Oh, yeah.
So you end up with more shares than you did with a lower average cost than if you just pull out.
Okay.
So I want you to keep investing your money in your 401ks and your 403bs and not be scared by what's going on now. This happens all the time. Some of us have longer to wait for the market to come back up than others, depending upon our ages. But do continue contributing to your 401ks.
Okay.
And other retirement plans.
Okay, good advice. Okay, I'm going to tell him that when I get home. All right, Patricia said. So, all right, let's talk about the top one or two keys to financial security and well-being.
The one key that you've got to do is to know what you have coming in, know what you have going out, and to always, always live beneath your means. And by that, I don't mean live within your means. I mean live beneath your means. And it's only by living beneath your means that you then have money left to save.
Okay.
If you don't have any money left to save, then you have no way of building a successful financial future for yourself.
Right, right. Well, you know what? With all the information we get, you know, especially with credit card companies who, you know, I mean, we get credit card applications all the time now, and it seems like everybody wants to keep you in debt.
Everybody does want to keep you dead. That's how they make money.
Right, right.
They make money off of these credit cards that are 15% or 25% and the title loans and the payday loans and all of that. And people have to just be strong enough to realize that there's a big difference in wants versus needs.
Okay, all right.
And not just go for the needs. I'm sorry, not just go for the wants because they see something that says, oh, I've got to have it. Take me home with you. That's not the way you get ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Makes good sense. Makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about, you say that financial success requires a lifestyle change. It's not like a diet one and done. So explain what you mean by a lifestyle change.
A lifestyle change for many people means thinking about something in ways that you haven't thought about it before. And again, if you think about physical fitness being a lot like financial fitness, when you're talking about physical fitness, you have to commit for the long term. You don't just decide that I'm going to be fit next week and think in 5 days I'm going to be fit. The same thing happens with financial world. One of the biggest mistakes people make is looking for quick results, and real results come from small improvements over a long time. So it may mean you do have to change your lifestyle. For a person who's trying to be physically fit, it may mean getting more exercise. It may mean eating less, pushing back from the table over a long period of time. You can go on a 30-day diet, lose 20 pounds, but for many people, they come off of that diet, and at the end of those 30 days, they start eating again because they're so deprived they want to make up for the food they haven't had. So they put the weight back on.
Right.
The same thing can happen with finances. People go on a financial fitness diet, and for the next 30 days, I'm not going to spend any money. And what I do spend, I'm going to record. At the end of 30 days, they're feeling so deprived, they want to treat themselves and go out and buy things and spend all the money that they saved during the 30 days. So we know that that's not something that's going to work. You need to start light, for example, with a physical goal, and train for volume before intensity, meaning you want to train for a marathon. I'm a runner. I want to make sure I can train and go the distance, and then I work on my speed.
Mm-hmm.
With money, I want to make sure I've started saving. I've got an emergency fund that I'm building up before I run out and want to start investing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it in small increments. Be patient with yourself and be in it for the long run.
Okay. All right. What would you say to somebody that, you know, wants to get started on this path, but they're in a lot of debt? How can people really climb out of debt within a, you know, I mean, some people say, gosh, it's going to take me 10, 20 years. And so what tips do you have for people who are in debt that want to adopt this financial fitness lifestyle?
Well, the first thing I tell people may sound harsh, but it's real. Stop spending. That's the first thing. You can't climb out of a hole while you're still pulling dirt in on top of yourself.
Right.
You're just digging it deeper and deeper. But you've got to go back and take a look at your budget and see what you have coming in, what you have going out, and be harsh with yourself. And take out all of the wants and the frills that you've got in this budget and divert those funds to getting yourself out of this financial hole. Some people say start with the most expensive debt you have and work that down. Mm-hmm. Others say start with the smallest debts you have so that you can feel as though you've rewarded yourself because you've gotten rid of some debt. But the only way you get the money to pay off that debt is to take out all of those things that are frivolous. As I tell people, Disney World may become Six Flags because you can't go to Disney World this year. And it's just not necessary to go to Disney World when you've got credit card debt that's at 18-20%.
Right, right.
So the first thing you've got to do is stop spending. The second thing you've got to do is put down a real budget that shows what you have coming in, what you have going out, and to stop, to cut out some of those expenses that are not necessary.
Okay, good advice. I've heard of people getting the services of a consolidation company to try to put all their credit cards together to pay them off. Do you recommend doing something like that?
No, I do not.
And why is that?
Those companies can do nothing for you that you can't do for yourself.
Okay.
There's none of it that you can't do for yourself. If you call your creditors one by one and try to work with them, they will work with you. Many will reduce the debt. Many will stretch it out if you need it stretched out. They may even lower your interest payment. But there have also been cases of shyster debt consolidation companies where you are paying them the money to pay your creditors, and they're not doing it.
Ah.
So all that's happening is that you're digging a deeper and deeper hole. Plus, these people don't work for free.
Right.
So the $50, $100 or whatever it is that you're paying them per month to pay your creditors is money you could be spending to bring down that debt. So I absolutely would not recommend that.
Okay, good advice. So we just have to take the initiative to call our credit card companies ourselves.
That's all you have to do. And most of them will work with you. They don't want to keep calling you and harassing you and have you ducking their calls. They do want their money, but they want to work with you to make sure they get it.
Oh, okay. I think a lot of people didn't know that. So.
And a lot of people don't. They think, oh, I don't know how to get out of this hole, so I'm going to pay somebody to get me out of this hole.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
Okay. What about the advice that we hear from a lot of people that just say, cut up all your credit cards?
Well, you may cut. There's a difference in cutting them up and canceling the card.
Okay.
If cutting them up is what you need to do, cutting them up will put them in the freezer. That's another thing people often say, because a card that's in the freezer is not going to work.
Right.
But those are just things you do to keep you from using the cards. But if you think what you need to do is cancel the accounts, that's a bad move.
Really? Why is that?
That's a bad move because when you cancel, let me stop for a minute. A part of your credit score, a big part of your credit score, is something called your credit utilization ratio. That says, of the outstanding credit you have, how much of it have you actually used?
Okay.
Say if you add up all of your credit cards, and the maximum amount on them is $10,000, and and right now you have $4,000 on that, on your credit cards. You've got what's called a 40% credit utilization ratio. You've used $4,000 of the $10,000.
Right.
If you close up two of those accounts that maybe total $2,000, so now you have $8,000 available, you have 40% has gone up to 50%, because instead of having $4,000 out of $10,000, you're using $4,000 out of $8,000.
Okay.
So your credit score is going to go down because your credit utilization ratio has gone up just because you closed two of your accounts.
Okay.
So when you close two of your accounts, you're saying you have less credit available to you, but you are now using more percentage-wise of that credit.
Okay, gotcha.
That might be kind of confusing, but don't go around just closing accounts. Just put them in the freezer and cut them up.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about our young people. You put in your information, half of our states require financial education as part of their high school curriculum. So a lot of people are not learning, you know, the game of money. And so what's the best way for these young people to learn the rules of the money game?
Well, fortunately now there are lots of online money games for kids. I do a program called Camp Millionaire, which is a gamey, fun way of teaching people of all ages about money, but it's especially effective with young people because you don't sit down in the classroom and go up with a pointer and a blackboard and all of that, but you play games and they learn a lot about the rules of money. So we've got to have people who are willing to go online, parents in particular, mm-hmm. who are willing to go online, search for children's money games and money leads, if you will. But less than half of the states in the United States require financial education as part of their core curriculum. And it's very sad because the children aren't learning it. In many cases, the parents don't know it. For those parents who do know it, the best thing for them to do is to begin to teach their children at young ages and have them understand what's happening in the household, how money works, have them see their parents doing things with money, and hopefully, as I learned as a kid, you'll learn some of those things. And as Mimi used to tell us, I'm teaching you lessons to last a lifetime.
Right, right. Well, a lot of people aren't getting these lessons, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And the other problem is the media and all the advertising mm-hmm. on TV and all the things they have convinced the public that it has to have.
Mm-hmm.
So we get not just the credit card debt, but you get the payday loans and the title loans
mm-hmm.
and all of those things that are very, very sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll give you the money because we care about you.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Or girls got to look good, or
mm-hmm.
you get to keep the car, and we know that you'll pay us the money back and all of that.
Yeah, because we trust you. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Right. All believe that stand on your head, right?
Yes. All right. I'm looking at your book right in front of me. I know we haven't talked about it much, and we have a little time left. Money Secrets for the Sandwich Generation. Do you want to tell us what that's about?
Money Secrets for the Sandwich Generation, subtitle, Squeezed in the Financial Middle. People who are taking care of seniors on the one side and adult and minor children on the other side, and there they are right in the middle with money flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our seniors who are living longer, who are outliving their resources in many cases. We have our growing children who we have to take care of, but our grown children who are getting out of college can't find jobs or have so much student debt they can't afford apartments or houses, so they're back home, or we've co-signed for those loans, so we're paying those loans, we're helping our parents, and there we are, right there in the middle, trying to take care of everybody.
Right, right.
So that in that one, my first chapter is taking care of yourself first.
Right.
Because that's the most important thing. You can't take care of anybody else until and unless you've taken care of yourself.
Right, right. And, you know, I think a bigger, we're seeing more and more of this all the time, these people that are caught in the middle. I mean, more than ever so before, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The county in which I live, Prince George's County, Maryland, is having a caregivers conference. It's an annual caregivers conference, September 24th, and I'm the keynote speaker. And they bought a copy of my book for everybody who's coming to the conference.
Awesome.
But they see that there are so many people squeezed in the middle, and they need to understand about taking care of themselves, but also some tips about what to do for both sides of the sandwich.
Right, right. Well, Patricia, this has been amazing information, and thank you so much for joining us today. Can you leave us with just one of your favorite tips for as a money secret?
Boy, you caught me off guard because my live beneath your means is,
okay.
is always
that
one
was,
of the best ones that
okay.
I give you.
Well, we will go with that one then because that's
right.
really good. And tell us, please, your website and where we can get your books.
My website is www.yourmoneywiz.com, YourMoneyWiz.com. And if you want more information, you can get in touch with me at info@yourmoneywiz.com.
Okay, and your books, we can get
my
them.
My books are available on my website.
Okay.
You can get them in the iBook store if you want to do that, but I tell people those books are books you want to have in your hand.
Right.
Or on Amazon, those are books that you want to make sure you have hard copies of.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much again for joining us, Patricia, and best of luck to you.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, I learned a lot. And we'll be
all right.
We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
For more than 20 years, Homeboy Industries has made a difference in the lives of former gang members and at-risk youth in Los Angeles. Their free programs and services have given hope and opportunity to thousands and their signature businesses, Homeboy Bakery, Homegirl Cafe and Catering, Homeboy Silkscreen and Embroidery, and Homeboy Merchandise, offers hands-on training in a safe work environment. Donate to Homeboy today and help them continue their important work. To find out more, call 323-526-1254 or visit online at www.homeboy-industries.org. South Bay Saturdays, catch the best of 7, the best of the HealthyLife.net news at 7, 1 p.m. Pacific Time Saturdays, only on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. It's time for Shark to Heart. And I just returned from a five-day creative writing workshop with Catherine Ann Jones at Esalen in Big Sur, California. And boy, was that an experience. I have never been in the same room with so many creative minds and great writers. And to tell you the truth, it was intimidating. But I'm so glad that I met to meet new people. And step out of my comfort zone is really what makes life interesting for me and fun. The name of the workshop was The Way of Story. And, you know, I thought I was just going to go and take notes in my notebook. I didn't know that I was going to do so much writing at this workshop. Hello, workshop, I should have figured it out. And so the first thing I noticed when we were in the room was that everybody had a laptop. Except for me and I think one other person. And I just kind of went, oh, maybe I should have brought my laptop. When it came time to write, we sometimes had 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. And then she would say, go, give us a topic, some tips before, and everybody just started typing. And there I am with my tablet and my pen, just, you know, struggling to get things out of my head onto the paper. But as the days went on, it got a little bit easier. But when it came time to share, I could barely read my writing. So anyway, you know, when we were asked to write, and I had all kinds of assignments, we were told to write with emotion, use metaphors, and basically enrapture others with our words. Now, that's not easy for someone like me who tends to be very left brain orientated. Most of the writing that I have done has been textbooks. I wrote Road to Fitness for my aerobic fitness class that went along with the class we offered at the college. I wrote a yoga book for our yoga classes, health and wellness book, and you know, a volleyball book, which wasn't for the college but was for coaches. And so that's most of the writing I've done, except for Shark to Heart, which I or Shark Sense, which basically I wrote for fun. And and so I couldn't believe some of the spot writing that came out of these people. I mean, they just, when they were, after the time was up, when she called on them to share, it was like, it was, the writing was so beautiful and so deep. And, you know, I mean, it just was incredible writing. And so it was really amazing to be with those people. One of the assignments I was telling Jay and Linda was an archetype assignment, an archetype. And so she said, choose a mythological archetype, somebody from history that has made an impression on your personality. And so, you know, I kind of couldn't think of anybody. And she goes, just think about the first person that comes into your mind, or the first archetype. And so the first archetype that came into my mind was Wonder Woman. And so I had to write about Wonder Woman. And I'm going to see if I can read my handwriting here and kind of share with you what I wrote. You had to start off the writing with Once Upon a Time. And so this is what I wrote. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful woman with black-rimmed glasses, a soft voice, sweet smile, with a perfectly styled, coiffed black hairdo. She was quiet and serene and sweet for most people who knew her, but she had a secret identity. She was Wonder Woman, who could turn into a superhero with a flashy red and gold leotard that had a lasso and high boots. No one knew who she really was. But when there was a crime or someone needed help, that reserved woman in the business suit would start twirling gracefully until she was transformed into this incredibly strong woman who could take on any foe and whip his ass. Then she would go back to being the sweet, tall woman with the glasses and then wink. And the second part of the assignment had to start off the same way, Once Upon a Time. And then you had to say how that archetype, you know, worked into your life. And so this is what I chose. Once upon a time, there was a woman volleyball player who for a decade ruled the beach. When I was young, she would make fun of me and wouldn't even let me play on her court. I remember once waiting for 2 hours to get a game. And when it was my turn, she walked off the court and took the ball. I was a soft-spoken, shy, and timid around her, but often wanted to turn into someone like Wonder Woman just for one game so I could beat her badly. It finally happened. Now, I didn't turn into a superhero, but I did shift my attention to my goal and wasn't disturbed or distracted by her cage rattling, and somehow won the game, my first pro tournament. I got a taste of what it felt like to transform into something greater than what I thought I was for a short time, and learned how to develop this Wonder Woman mindset whenever I stepped on the court afterwards. And so that was one of my writing assignments. I know not the best one, but anyway, I got to share it, and I passed. So some of the things I learned about this writing is it doesn't really matter what you say or who you are or your accomplishments. It's how you make others feel. Also, every story has to have conflict. No one wants to read about perfect people, and she gave us a cool guide as to how to organize stories and plots. Also, I learned that first impressions are usually wrong. Most of the people, when I first met them, there are 15 of them in there. You know, you automatically have first impressions of people. And there were some people that I thought, well, you know, that wasn't that, you know, that I didn't think they were that great. And until they started writing and sharing their stories. And so it was really, really a fun 5 days for me. I also learned to make sure to use sunscreen everywhere. Up at Esalen, there are some places there, the pool and the baths, where clothing is optional. And one time I was meeting some of the writers, and they said, we're not gonna do that clothing off. We're gonna wear our suits. And so I was there first at the pool, and everybody in the pool had used the they didn't have anything on. And I was waiting for my friends, had my two piece on, and just thought, well, I'm gonna try to fit in or just go half and half. And so took my top off and just kind of, you know, hung around, waited for them, but I didn't realize that these little boobs had never been exposed to the sun before. My boobs are so red that, thank God, I don't have third-degree burns on them. It'd be embarrassing to go to the hospital and have them go, what did you do? So, anyway, you know, writing from the heart is wonderful, something I learned, and I had a great time at Esalen and at the workshop. And back to school, I'm seeing things with a new perspective, not judging people and knowing that everybody does have a story. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Next up is Dr. Teresa Nicasio, a registered psychologist and the author of Yum, Where Deliciously Simple and Healthy Living is Possible. She is a gourmet raw food chef, raw food nutrition educator, and the mother of two. And her hope is that her book, Yum, will provide people with an empowering and joyful resource for living a healthier and easier life. So welcome, Teresa.
Well, thank you, Sharky. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, I love the idea of having healthy food that is both yummy and easy to prepare. As you know, most people think that healthy food is boring and tasteless. So thanks for writing Yum.
Yes, and I'm not sure, did you mention that I'm a registered psychologist as well?
I did, yes.
Okay, I missed that part because that is a really important part, because if you think that something's really boring and tasteless, it's not really likely that you're going to be motivated to make any changes.
Right, right. Well, the combination, I think, is wonderful. The fact that you are a psychologist and you're helping people with their diet. And so you also have a personal story as to why you became interested in foods and their healing power. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. I really want to share my story because I think it's relevant to a lot of you who are out there listening. I became very sick. So I was a professional woman, and I had been really active and dancing and did a lot of sports. And then my body began to fail after I had my daughter. So there was something associated with the childbirth, and I didn't know what it was, that shifted. Because after I had my child, my immune system seemed to just went on the blitz. And I thought that it was just because I had a baby and I was in my recovery, and that's what all the doctors would say, oh, it's going to get better. But my respiratory system, every time there was something going around, I was sick. My skin, my hair not only fell out in the normal way, but it just kept falling out. And eventually my mobility started to go. It got to the point where I couldn't even walk. I would get out of bed and I'd have to slide my feet along the floor of my hardwood floor to get to the bathroom. It got very serious. So when this was going on and getting worse and worse, and I was diagnosed with all kinds of other things then, asthma and getting all these puffers and drugs and things, I just got worse and worse. So after about 12 years, Sharky, if you can believe it took that long, I finally figured out that what the cause was that I had underlying food sensitivities. And it was virtually killing me. I was clinically diagnosed with celiac disease, and I have other sensitivities as well. And I never would have guessed that food could cause this much damage. You know, really attack the neurologic system, the joints, and turn someone who is very active and mobile into a very debilitated and unwell person.
Wow. Wow, you were like that for 12 years?
Yeah, so it was like it was progressive, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And I think it was a combination of getting worse and worse from the actual progression, because when you do have celiac disease or other food sensitivities, and you get, you know, inflammation, and then your gut starts leaking into the blood system and into the brain and all that, it does become, you know, the problems that build upon those problems. And then you have the bonus of the toxic effects of medications, and I was on the highest doses of corticosteroids and all kinds of other kind of medication trying to keep me breathing and on the planet.
That's amazing.
So chicken and egg, I'm not sure which was, you know, all the problem, but there was a lot of things going on.
So when I was, I have your little mini Yum book, and it says that your Yum diet is wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, egg-free, potato-free, cooked and raw, and vegan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I get it all?
It's all there. The only exception I'll say is it is potato-free, except it depends on which gluten-free flour you use, because the gluten-free flour that I recommend and I use does have potato starch in it. And I just did that one because that's the most most common, and I don't eat that many things using flour, so I found that the small amount of the potato starch that was in the gluten-free flour, that didn't seem to affect me in the same way that potatoes affect me. So that's just the baseline of what it's free of, because then I also, you probably noticed, specify that there's, I have a whole chart, 10 pages of charting actually, with every recipe, which recipes are also corn-free, or okay, soy-free, or nut-free, or seed-free, or bean-free, or grain-free, and so forth, so caffeine-free, because we all have different needs, and I think that's a take-home that I'd like to really communicate to you listeners, is that it may be that you do have food sensitivities, and it might be some of the more conventional ones, but sometimes people make the mistake of thinking, I took out all gluten, and I still didn't feel great, so I just said, you know, what the heck, I'm just going to go ahead and eat it again because that didn't make a difference. Well, it may be that there's a combination of different foods that you're sensitive to, so just getting one out doesn't get rid of the inflammation that your body is informing you that bad things are going on in there.
Right, right. Now, do you feel that eating like this would be healthy for all people?
First of all, I'm going to say you talked about it being a diet. Mm-hmm. It actually is not a diet book. It was kind of a tough call when I named the book Yum! Plant-Based Recipes for a Gluten-Free Diet. It is, those of us who do have to be gluten-free, then that is, I guess, the diet that we have. But one of the really important things that I really want to communicate is what I call it's not just my term, but it's a term called bio-individuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
because,
familiar.
Yeah, because really, it's not for me to say, I have no idea what is right for anyone. And I'm not even a registered dietitian. I have nutrition education. I've done a lot of reading and studying myself. But what my focus is helping empower people, helping people get the information to know that this is an issue and empower them to start to listen to their body in a new way.
Right.
And so that when they learn what is, you know, what works for their body or not, then they can make choices
right,
about what they eat.
Yeah, because what you said with the bio-individuality, one person's food could be another person's poison.
Precisely.
Did you study at the Institute of Integrated Nutrition?
I didn't study there. I went to Living Light Culinary Institute and went to their Advanced Raw Food Nutrition Educator Program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how you get your kids to eat like this. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be
good luck on that.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel WebcastingPanel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
We are back with more Pep Talk, and we're talking to Dr. Teresa Nicasio, a registered psychologist and the author of Yum, Where Deliciously Simple and Healthy Living is Possible. And so we've been talking a little bit about your personal story and the kinds of things that your eating plan, you know, basically is about in terms of the things it does not have in it. But it's one thing for you to be on a healthy eating plan, but I know you have a family. So how did you get them on board with a plant-based, gluten-free diet?
Yeah, such a good question.
Yeah.
And a huge challenge, and it could be a bigger challenge. We have one of our kids has some sensory things, so get different textures and different kinds of food are extra difficult and challenging. So I know what that's like as a parent when you have a child who not only is a normal kid, but also has some extra needs around food. I think I'd like to just start with kids, just like us grown-ups, we like to eat what is appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of trying to force anybody into anything, because that doesn't usually end up with really positive outcomes, if not screaming and then, you know, unhappy moments, is when you can make things that are enticing. And that's what I've done with Yum. Is if you look through the pictures of, it's like it's so beautiful and so enticing. You see the ooey, you know, the ooey vegan cheese. You see the whipped cream. You see the ice cream that's melting with the cherry kind of coming down. And that if you make things that are really delicious, cookies, you know, ginger snap cookies or chocolate chip cookies, and people don't even necessarily know that it's healthy for them, it doesn't matter. You just make things that are really, really good.
Uh-huh.
They smell it, and they go, what's that? And so that's my preference for all of us human beings. I'm really big on pleasure and seizing pleasure. I call responsible hedonism. I want us to be as hedonistic as possible, and kids are great teachers about how to do that. So as parents, it's, you know, if we can educate ourselves about what does seem to work well for our children in terms of their eating, their food, and the knowledge we have about antioxidants and protein and fiber and all that good stuff, is if we get creative and we learn how to make really, really yummy things, even if it has no gluten, has no regular sugar, it has no eggs or dairy. If you have to avoid those things, if you want to eat those, you know, it's fine, whatever. But if you need to do these things, you can still make really delicious food. So that is my number one recommendation: is you just attract the bee with the honey instead of the vinegar. Kind of the old saying. And then you can also do, I mean, there's things you can also do, like, you know, if you have a really delicious chocolate smoothie and you can sneak in some greens that don't really alter the flavor. If you do a very small bit at a time initially, like a little bit of kale or a little bit of spinach, you don't even see the green if it's dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you can sneak in a little bit of the extra nutrients in doing that, or sneak in a little bit of flaxseed oil in the smoothie. Those are things that we've done for sure.
Okay. Have you had your kids ever switch out their food at schools? Because I remember my kids used to be trying to pack healthy food.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they're still kids, And fortunately, you know, my kids don't have as violent, you know, don't have the kind of reactions that I have, and they, you know, didn't get that kind of illness. Although I do have a daughter who, since age 12, chose to be totally vegan. And so she's had her own challenges around that, and so this was part of why I got into creating vegan food. I'm not totally vegan myself, but I saw how important it was for her. I eat mostly vegan food, actually, but I do eat animal products as well. So she was a good teacher and motivator for me to get more creative with more vegan things, and helped me appreciate the importance of creating options for people to, again, still be able to have delicious food and not feel like they have to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, switching out, we talk into how we, you know, in our home, I talk about, you know, we don't bring gluten into the home. That's like bringing in nuclear waste for mm-hmm. me. I can't have that here.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're out and about, it's so cute, my 13-year-old, she's like, "Oh, Mom, don't hug me right now." She's kind of crazy because it's too little extreme. "Don't hug me." I'm like, "Why, honey?" She said, "Oh, I had a cookie today that had gluten in it." I'm mm-hmm. like, "It's fine, sweetheart. Just wash your hands. You know, don't make a big deal of it." But,
wow.
but that consciousness is pretty wonderful that she's that sensitive. And
that's pretty cool.
Aware.
Well, good for her. Do you live in Canada?
I do live in Canada now. I'm originally from California. So I called a California phone number. I born and raised California, lived in Ohio, and back to Northern California then, and worked in Las Vegas before I moved up to British Columbia.
Okay, so do you notice the food supply being different up in Canada than it is in the States?
You know, it is. You know, I haven't done a lot of shopping down in the States, but I happen to be in Vancouver, so I'm really blessed because it's so multicultural here. We have access to a huge range of international, you know, food from international food kind of preferences and so forth. So it is. Of course, we don't get quite the California stuff that's, you know, fresh from the farmer's market from California right there. But we do have a definitely different food supply here.
Oh, okay.
A lot more Asian foods and funky fruits.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I, you know, a lot of people who have food allergies or sensitivities, you know, it's really hard for them when they go on social events, parties, or they date. You know, so what are they supposed to do? Pack their own food?
Yes, Sharky, that's a whole show in of itself.
Okay,
actually, because people don't want to be culinary outcasts. And so sometimes people try to hide it, and they'll just say, "Oh, no, that's okay, I'm not hungry," even if they can be starving, but they know that they'll get sick if they eat, or they'll, preload, you call it, where you eat before you go,
okay.
And so that you aren't hungry. But it does have social implications, and it also can have implications. Sometimes people are afraid to invite individuals over who have food sensitivities because they're afraid of making them sick.
Right.
So there can be an exclusion factor that can happen. And again, with education, with there's empowerment in education, information for people to learn more about what you can do to not only take care of yourself, but also when you have guests and you love people and family members, that you can actually serve them delicious food.
Okay. All right. Well, good advice. And, you know, possibly, too, just bring food and then share it with other people. When they find out how delicious it is, they'll go, "Oh, okay."
Exactly. And desserts are a great entryway.
Right. Well,
yeah. I should mention that there's a free, if people want to get started just for free, there is a free downloadable cookbook, a 50-page cookbook, which is fantastic, the Yum Mini.
Right.
So if you just go to my website, you can download that at no cost, which is...
Yeah,
really
I have it. I have it right in front of me, and the picture are beautiful. And so, all right, well, we're just about out of time, so tell us what your website is.
It's very simple, Yum Food for Living, Y-U-M Food, F-O-O-D, for F-O-R, living.com.
Okay, and when is your full version coming out?
It's you can order it now.
Oh,
and
good.
And it's going to be arriving in September, so if you order now, there's actually a 25% discount off the price, so it's a great time to buy.
Oh, perfect. Well, mm-hmm. thanks so much for joining us today, Teresa. Great information, and love the fact that you make the food yummy and look great. same time.
Thank you, Sharky. It's so great to be here with you.
All right. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk and wrap it up right after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk. And to my special guests, Patricia Davis, the Get Real Money Expert, and Dr. Teresa Nicasio, the author of Yum. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your new shark.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.